Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country. Waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Ontario singer-songwriter Jay Allen has been writing songs since the age of 14. His debut album, Please Don't Change, was released in 1998. Since then, he's been opening shows for Jimmy Rankin, Julian Austin, as well as Doc Walker. His new CD, The Wrong Direction, is sure to win him even more fans. I'm happy to welcome Jay Allen to the show. Hi there, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you nice and clearly.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure.
Yep, you're coming in nice, loud and clear. We can hear you, and I assume you can hear me as well?
Yes, everything's good here.
Awesome. So, Jay, I wanted to start by you letting our listeners know how you got your start in music. What brought it all on for you?
I started playing the guitar at about the age of 14. I kind of had the itch to learn. And right from the first couple chords, I just started writing songs. And I found it was just the way for me to express myself the best. And it just continued from there. I just kept writing, and it was kind of a disease I couldn't get rid of.
when you started writing those first songs, how do you look back on them now? Were they pretty rough works, or did you have something right from the start?
I think I had something right from the start. I mean, I would consider myself not a lazy songwriter because I work really hard at it, but lazy in the sense that I really try hard to not write bad songs. I mean, you're going to have days where you're not as creative as others. But I tend to work really hard until I'm completely pleased with it.
So you won't try to write it in half an hour. You'll maybe start that way, and then you'll come back to it until you've got it just the way you want it?
Yeah, I do sometimes. Other times, too, if I start something and it's not going anywhere, I've put songs away for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes I come back to them, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes it just wasn't a great idea, and maybe for a co-writing session, maybe someone else can branch on it.
Right. Yeah, it can be frustrating if you start and the idea isn't going anywhere, and sort of the more time you throw into it, kind of just doesn't seem to get any better. So sometimes best to put those aside, and down the road, like you say, something can come of it, especially with another co-writer.
Yeah, for sure. Co-writing is a wonderful thing in that aspect, in the fact that, you might have a great hook, and with another writer, they might interpret it a totally different way, as listeners do, too, when they hear a song. I have a song on my new album called Someday We'll Talk, and it was a very personal, very personable song, and I really didn't think maybe that listeners would relate to it as well as they have since the album came out. And seems to be one of the more popular songs. And I don't know if people realize really what it was about and how personal it was to me, but it seemed to be affecting them in the same way.
So that must be great to get that kind of response, to know that one of your songs is affecting them, and maybe they're interpreting it differently than you wrote it and are meaning it, but there's something in it that is affecting them. So as a writer and the singer of the song, that must mean a lot to you.
It's a great feeling. I think that's kind of what we all shoot for as songwriters. But in the same aspect, you don't really realize when you're writing a song how much effect you might have on someone's life who hears it. And sometimes those songs come back and kind of whack you in the face, and you go, oh, wow, I really touched them with that. Or they come back in different ways, for sure.
That's a great thing. Now, I was reading that you're described as a songwriter as a storyteller. That's what your producer had described your style as. So is that an accurate word to describe your songs and the way you approach singing?
Yeah, definitely. I am a storytelling songwriter. I mean, my influences growing up, my parents exposed me to a lot of great music. My dad was a big country music fan, so I got all of the Willie and Waylon and stuff like that and Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
But my mom was more into the folk music, which really hit me hard. And they really go together. And like Jim Croce was played a lot in our house, and I fell in love with him at a very young age. And when I was first learning to play guitar, my goal was to learn all his material, which I eventually did. Maybe not well, but I eventually learned it all. And that's kind of, if you listen to some of the stuff that he wrote, or any classic songwriters, they're telling a story in one way or another. And when I write, I just write about what I know and what's affecting me. And I like those story songs.
Oh, yeah, story songs are great. They draw you in, and you're hanging on every word. And, yeah, Jim Croce with Operator, great song, which takes you through the emotions of that song. And so who are some of your other musical influences growing up, Jay, other artists that you listened to and tried to sort of adapt their style?
There were a lot of the folk movement, I guess. Of I was born in 78, so that music had been out for a while. But I remember being exposed to like Jim Croce and James Taylor and Cat Stevens at a very young age. So that stuff really hooked me. And I you know, Harry Chapin, and there's so much good music that was going on in our house. And then, too, my sister being 5 years older than me, as I got a little bit older, the whole hair band 80s rock came out. And I mean, it was a contagious thing as well. There was a lot of elements that were very cool in that. So I mean, my influences range from pretty much anything I listen to. If a song's telling a story that hooks me, then I like it. And that's just kind of the way I'm built.
And when you perform live, do you ever take songs that might not necessarily fit your style and make them your style? You know how a lot of artists will take a song from another genre and countrify it or make it into a folk song. Do you ever do that, throw in some surprises?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have a lot of fun live. And one song that actually we just started rehearsing that we're going to do is the old Roxette tune, She's Got the Look.
Right.
And with a screaming fiddle in it, it really took on a whole new voice.
That is cool.
Also,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I've also been known to throw in a lot of TV theme songs where my group is kind of notorious for doing the Littlest Hobo theme and the WKRP theme. I think Gilligan's Island maybe is in our near future. I'm not sure.
That's kind of cool. That must provide for some laughs.
Yeah, it's entertaining. And you know what? It's really surprising how many people go, man, I know this song. What's that from?
Yeah.
And we have a lot of fun with stuff like that.
And the Littlest Hobo song, I mean, if you didn't know it was from that show and you just listened to it, it's quite a lovely song.
Oh, it's a great song. It's got a very, very cool chord progression, and lyrically, it's a wonderful song.
Yep, yeah, it's a moving song for sure. Now, this new album of yours, The Wrong Direction, this is produced by Murray Pulver of Doc Walker fame. What can you tell us about the brand new CD?
It is a true stamp of who I am as a songwriter and as a singer and performer. Murray as a producer really captured me, and that sometimes that doesn't happen when you make records. And I know a lot of bigger name artists that I've talked to, you know, after their album comes out, or a producer maybe that they're not familiar with working with, or has a different idea of how something should sound. But Murray put together an amazing band in Nashville for this album, and everyone kind of got me. And my story songs, as we were talking about earlier, really shine through. And I'm forever grateful for that for Murray for doing that.
So a good producer can truly make or break a record, as I've heard and talked to other artists. The role of the producer is fundamental in getting a CD done the way it should for you as an artist.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think it works both ways. There's a lot of bands that I don't think would have their unique sound or stamp without a certain producer who's given them that. And then I think there are many cases where other artists maybe work with a producer in a little unknown territory, and maybe it doesn't come out quite the way it should. So I think it's a catch-22 there, and you have to find something or someone that really knows what you're after, knows what you're all about, and that's a hard thing to do. Fortunately for me, Murray got it immediately when he heard my demos, even long before we discussed him producing my album.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk a lot more about the new CD and other stuff going on, but I want to play the first single off it called Rumorville. So do you want to tell us a bit about the song, Jay, and then we'll put it on for our listeners?
Rumorville was a song that just kind of poured out of me. You know as well as I do, Dave, as a songwriter. Sometimes it's just this thing, and, you know, I remember sitting down and kind of having a little idea for this song, and it poured out of me, and there was really no changes made after. It's just a song about small communities or small towns and how the rumors fly, and, you know, I hope people like it. And it seemed to do okay at radio, and my fans are really digging it, so I hope everyone else likes it.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a very cool song. This is from your CD, The Wrong Direction. This is Jay Allen and Rumorville here on In the Country.
You don't even know me, but I bet you've heard there's always a story in the neighborhood, in this. What people believe, they buy into what they hear, not what they see in Rumorville. Well, I've lived here pretty near all my life, and you know most things, they never change. The rumor mill is the biggest factory in town.
Ontario singer-songwriter Jay Allen. That is taken from his The Wrong Direction CD. The song is called Rumorville, and we're speaking with Jay. Now, on this CD, Jay, are most of the songs written by you, or is any of the songs co-written?
I actually wrote the whole record myself. There's nothing co-written on this album. And it was kind of a calling card in the sense that I wanted to kind of show other writers and people in the industry that I can write. and to lead to future friendships for co-writing and things like that. A lot of these songs, too, there was quite a gap between my first record and my second record, and I was writing the whole time. So there was a lot of songs that were kicking around that I really wanted to get recorded.
So do you have, because you said there was that gap in between, are you sitting on a bunch of other songs that could be used in the future?
Oh, yes, definitely. I always keep a few in my back pocket, and I have a few kicking around other artists have, and you never know what may happen. But I actually, when we were getting ready to do the record, I sent 16 songs to Nashville, to Murray. And we kind of hammered it out and fought back and forth on what we thought would make the album and what we thought wouldn't. And I think it wound up a 50-50 split. He got half he wanted and I got half I wanted. So it worked out good.
That worked out well for sure. And when you were deciding which ones to send, was that ever decided on response you've had at concerts by the people who are listening and maybe they're applauding loudly for one song, so you realize, hey, this is probably a good one to put on?
Yeah, definitely. In looking at the album too, I mean, you have to sometimes step back as a songwriter and be the artist or be the listener and know that, you know, is commercial radio going to play this song or are they not? Or am I going to be happy putting this, say, more folky song on the record? So definitely crowd response does lead you to feeling good about putting something on there. And then as I said earlier about personal songs, there were a couple that I just felt I had to get on this album. Whether the crowd would enjoy those or not, I think that people that know me or could relate to it really do enjoy that. And I enjoy that myself on an album. When I buy an album, there's always one or two songs maybe that wouldn't have the commercial snap or flavor that it should. And sometimes those are the ones I like the best. Even when you go to a show and sometimes you'll see a big artist do a song that no one has heard, or something that didn't make their record. And sometimes that's the highlight of the night.
That's so true. I can relate to that because with albums, I have those, you know, couple of songs on there. You're right. They're not commercial enough to go on the radio because maybe, you know, it just doesn't fall into that category. But they're songs that you fall in love with and are great songs. And I guess not every song really is meant to be one of those typical radio-friendly hits. Some of them, you know, should just be more personal.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, there are so many records out there and so much great music that, you know, unfortunately maybe doesn't have the commercial appeal, but is just great, great songs.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Do you come from a musical family?
Well, kind of. That's a good question. My grandfather was a fantastic harmonica player. And he, he played basically for fun and was self-taught. So, I mean, there were a lot of times as a kid he would be playing the harmonica. As I started taking lessons, guitar lessons, my dad could always sing well, and he loved music and has always kind of been involved in the music business. But as I was taking lessons, I think my payback for that and him having to pay my teacher was the fact that I had to teach him how to play. So he was 48 years old, right, and I taught him how to play guitar. And, so I am from a musical family, but I kind of started it.
You started it. That's very cool. You had to teach your dad at that age. And so is he pretty good on guitar?
Yeah, he's a good picker. He cheats a little bit, as we all do, on certain things, and it drives me nuts sometimes, but I'm sure I do things that drive good guitar players nuts as well. But he has a lot of fun. It's great, you know, and him and I get together and pick some tunes once in a while, some classics. And actually, I was looking on your website there, and you're having Terry Sumption in for an interview at some point.
Yes,
and one of the songs that Dad and I always play when we get together is Love in Place.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited because I met Terry this summer, and I'm actually doing a songwriter showcase with him in November. So
awesome.
I'm just honored to be on the same stage with him.
Yeah, I remember back in the day hearing Love in Place and Midnight Invitation, two of my favorite songs of his. and just all over the radio. And I got to talk to him the other night because the show is coming up 26th of this month, that I'll be speaking with him on the show. And, yeah, great guy.
Great guy. And really, as far as I'm concerned, he's a legend. And I'm just completely honored to be doing a show with him.
Are there any other artists, say, that are current these days that that you're a fan of? Maybe not even necessarily that are influencing your music, but that you enjoy listening to?
Yeah, the talent that's out there and the music is endless. And of course, being friends with the Doc Walker guys, that friendship began because I was a huge fan, and I love their stuff. Everything they put out is great. I'm a big fan of a fella named Dave Gunning, who's, I think, just a wonderful songwriter, and I just really like what he does. There's so many. I could go on for days and days and days.
Definitely. There's great wealth of talent out there. Now, let's move on. We'll come back and talk a bit more, Jay, but I want to play another song from your new CD called The Wrong Direction, and this song is called She's a Tease. Now, I understand this is the next single from the CD.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the next single. We're pretty sure this is going to be the one that goes out. Not 100% decided yet, but it's the song probably that has the biggest hook in it, and probably the one with the most singable chorus. So this is just another true life song about, and actually started years ago, this song. And I had two verses and the chorus written, and the last verse kind of came by accident, but it basically happened at a gig, this thing, at more than one gig. But anyway.
Very cool. So we'll let's share now with our listeners. This is Jay Allen, She's a Tease, here on In the Country.
Back. She used to talk dirty with tall skinned cheeks. She used to
Ontario singer-songwriter Jay Allen, and She's a Tease. That is from his The Wrong Direction CD, which has just been released. Now, Jay, where can our listeners find that CD to purchase?
You can get it on my website at jayallen.ca. All the vowels are A in that, so that's jayallen.ca, all A's.
And, very Canadian.
You can get it, yes. you can get it there. We're going to get it up on iTunes here in the next couple of days, and we'll see where else you can find it. Get a hold of me through my MySpace or through my website, and we'll make sure you get it if you want it.
Perfect. And I'll encourage our listeners to do that, to check that out. I wanted to ask you, Jay, you mentioned there was the time between your first CD and your next one. Was there any time along the way? I've talked to other artists. You sort of go through periods of doubt as a singer, a songwriter, maybe when things aren't clicking along as fast as you hope. Was there anything during those times that sort of kept you going?
Yeah, as I said before, kind of this bug I was given called the songwriting bug or the music bug. I was always writing. That's my passion, for things I can't say, I can write, and it was kind of my outlet. So I was always writing, and I mean, this industry will eat you up if you're not passionate about it. And I mean, there have been so many acts, even that I know personally, that were so talented, but the industry constantly beat them up until they either quit or not. And I guess I have the bug a little worse than some do, because I just won't give up. It's just something I enjoy and I love. And during that period between my albums, I was learning, I was schooling myself in the music business, and I was networking. And I mean, I didn't never really go away, despite some people think I did. I didn't really go away, but sometimes life takes over for a little bit.
Sure. But like you said, you described it perfectly. When you've got the love and the passion for it, there's no stopping you. You're going to keep at it. You're going to find a way.
That's right. And I mean, the fans that come to shows, the people that buy your albums, your friends that you write with, you know, I get inspired by going to see a great show, you know, and there's something cool comes out on the radio that's new, that everything that goes on in your life will inspire you. And sometimes it's a bad thing that will inspire you to write a great song. So,
sure.
It's cool. A lot of bumps and bruises along the way in this business, but I'll take more. I'm sure I'm going to get them.
There you go, but you're still in the game, which is great. Yeah, before we go, I wanted you to can you describe your CD or the sound of it in, you know, a word or two? So there's country, there's pop country, folk country. Do you have something that you call it?
Just honest. It's just an honest portrayal of me as a songwriter. I think it would tend to be more country than anything else, but very acoustic-based, a lot of it is, because, I'm an acoustic player, and, you know, so Murray really conveyed that on the album. The two tracks you spun tonight are upbeat and are very well-produced, and, I mean, great players on there. But there is a lot of stuff on the record that's really stripped down and really cool.
Awesome, Jay. Well, it's been cool talking with you. I've really enjoyed it. Want to wish you the best with your music, and I hope to speak with you again.
You too, and I just want to say your show is fantastic, and I thank you for having a well-accomplished artist or well-known artist and indie guys like me. It's a real pleasure to be on your show. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Jay. That means a lot. Take care. My guest today has been Ontario singer-songwriter Jay Allen. I'm Dave Woods. Thanks for spending time in the country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by.